Hello, this is 5 minutes to prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 800, which happens to be the final episode for the finished work of Christ. So we've been talking about the finished work of Christ, and we've been going for a golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And by this time, you should be able to say it offhand. If you've been listening to me, all those who've been listening to me, by this time, you should be able to say it. So let's go, let's say it. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. This is what I always pause to say, if not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. I don't know whether we will ever take it up again and do the rest that says, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Maybe one day we'll do all that. But today we are talking in relation to calling the things that be not as though they were. And I said to you in the previous episode that when you're calling the things that be not as though they were, and we took it from Romans 4:17, talking about Abraham, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Good. So we're talking about how Abraham had to call himself Abraham instead of Abram. Abraham means assumed father. Abraham means father of many nations. He needed to introduce himself that way. He needed to be called that, for him to respond. Imagine this man who is 99 years old, and that when his wife is calling, you call him father of many nations, and he had no child by his wife, and his wife had also not given birth. So what's the meaning of that? I said that he needed to call himself that because the baby was not manifest yet, so he needed to call himself by that name. It was important. And guess what? When he called himself that way, within a year the baby had arrived. All came good. So in the final episode, I want to tell you that by God's grace, we've looked at all these things, and I trust that you have learned something. And it's not meant for you to just say, I know, but to put it into practice. That is what we're looking for, that you put it into practice, and that you have a testimony through this episodes you listen. Through these episodes, you have a testimony. Not only that, it becomes a way of life. This is your way of life, that when there is something which God says should be yours, or which God says is given to you, and it's not yet manifest in your life, you will take that scripture, put it on your mouth, and call it, say it as though it had already happened for you. And I gave you instances of healing where he said, by stripes we were, not will be. And if you've been listening to me, you know that will is a matter of hope, shall is a matter of hope, and this is a donkey that you sit on but never gets you to your destiny. So your destination. So hope is a good waiter, but a poor receiver, and you don't want to mess with that. You don't want to be just in hope. You want to be in faith. And faith says, now, I have it now. So Hebrews 11:1 describes faith as faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And later on, you realize that it is even that faith is the faith of the Old Testament. Because in verse 3, we say, by this faith, the men of old, they walked with God. So there is a better definition. We'll come to that later on in the next title we are taking up. It is a wonderful title. Listen, I'm telling you, it is a wonderful title. If you've listened to the finished work of Christ and it was a blessing to you, then wait till you encounter. We're just doing Genesis 1 and 2, but I tell you, there is so much in it. As I'm studying myself, I don't know what how to put it, but the thing just sometimes it arrests me, and for about some hours I'm unable to do anything. I'm just sitting and looking at it, tossing it in my mind, wondering, am I reading right? Is it so? Was this there and I didn't see it? I never knew it. I saw it all along. As I'm studying, I'm just wondering. One verse and I'm still stuck there. So I trust that as we go into the next set of episodes on the next topic, you will join me for it. Tomorrow is the day you begin to listen to it. So please, come on, share it with somebody. Share it, tell the person. Professor Olivia is moving on to another topic, and it's going to be something else. So please, watch out for the next topic. But I trust that you learn something. And I've told you, when you are calling the things that be not as though they were, there is also work to be done. So you don't just sit and say, I'm calling myself slim. I'm calling myself that I've lost weight. I'm calling myself a size 12, UK size 12. I'm calling myself a UK size 10. Meanwhile, in the morning, you whack the food. Then in the evening, you whack some bowl full of ice cream. Then you eat pizza. What are you doing? That is not the way to go. So wisdom also, when you're taking the word and you are confessing it, you also have to use common sense and the wisdom of God. Thank you for staying with me. Everybody who listened to this, I pray for you. The things you've heard are manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. As you listen to this, some people said to me, listen, I'm listening so that I can walk in good health. I trust that you have embraced the good health and you are walking in it. Finances, you're walking. Everything that you listened, I am listening to it now. I am a missionary. Somebody said to me, I'm a missionary's wife. Listen, this is helping you. So you're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Come back tomorrow for the new edition. You are so blessed. Bye-bye. See you again. I'm so happy. So happy you stayed with me. Bye.